Hello everyone, welcoming back you all to our podcast 4th episode. First of all, we thank each and every one of you who constantly support us with your suggestions and appreciations. Thank you all once again. Aren't you all excited what will be our today's episode or who will be joining us? And I don't want you all to wait anymore. So here we go. Let's get into our episode 4 of A Flat Circle, hosted by us, Tahira and Jayashree. Well, I'm so eager to start because of a soulful artist who's gonna join us. We welcome the very talented Srilata, an undergrad student who has been learning Carnatic music for around 12 years. More to add flavor to it, you would be amazed hearing this. She has started beatboxing and it's been 3 years till now, and she's successfully performing it and have also won the Vice Champion in Zonal Crusades conducted during May 2020. She says she is a part of the band called Dispatched. One thing said by her catched us so much. She said, "I do much more with art, I'm flowing through art." Awesome, right? You will be wondering what's beatboxing, what's that band? So let's get into our episode right now.
How are you, Srilata, and how are you dealing with your quarantine?
Okay, I'm doing pretty great. Everything's going really well, I'd say. So for me, I'm a student, so I don't have college right now. And okay. I have classes here and there in Zoom and stuff. So yeah, quarantine is going pretty well for me. Like, you know, not only for me, I guess for everybody, quarantine is going pretty well. Like, you know, we get to invest time in ourselves, develop ourselves and more of that sort. And we also get to spend time with family and stuff like that. And also, I'm experimenting different, you know, paths that I can choose in life. Like, I just started cooking a lot of dishes and I'm doing, that is obvious. Everybody is doing that, I guess, because everybody loves cooking.
Yes, we are seeing it everywhere. Everyone are becoming chefs right now.
Exactly. So that's something integral, right? We can't do anything about
it. Yes.
So like that, in that way, it's going pretty well. And also, I've started something known as the Quarantine Collab series. Just in a way, like, actually, I thought of just doing it on Zoom, like, you know, where artists interact and stuff like that. Okay. But suddenly this thought occurred to me, rather than having it private, when we share it to people, even people get to experience what we experience.
Exactly,
that's
yes.
The spirit of an artist, I believe. So, in that way, I started out this Quarantine Collab series. I hope you're watching it.
Yes, we are watching it and we are literally enjoying it. Because your rendition is so different from others.
Thank you so much. That is, like, you know, that really means to me. Like, because only you guys listening to it and giving me such feedbacks or something, like, you know, where many people gave me feedbacks regarding where I can improve and stuff like that. So for me, it's learning. For you guys, it's experiencing. So
exactly.
It's totally, I love it.
Yes. So, Tahira?
Yeah, I'm here. That's so nice, Srilata. I was so excited to have a conversation with you. I'm gonna ask this question because I'm so eager to listen to the answer. Like, how did you discover your talent of beatboxing, and at what age you found out it, and how is it going till now?
Okay, so as far as beatboxing is concerned, I started beatboxing in my high school, so in my 12th standard. So that's when I started beatboxing. It's like, you know, we have these culturals and stuff, right? So I used to have this light music band, and from there, in my school, there used to be a lot of beatboxers, guys and girls. So there used to be a lot of beatboxers. So, you know, I just started interacting with my friends and they just said, "Why don't you try beatboxing?" And I'm this person who loves to explore, so why not? So I took the call and started experimenting it, and I just couldn't stop. Like, you know, once I caught the grip of it, I just kept on doing it. I just kept learning new sounds, and it was interesting and it was new for me. Like, how to say it? It's because it's like organic music. That's what we call beatboxing as. Like, we don't have any instrument, nothing. It just comes from the mouth. It just comes from us. So So yeah. I feel that's something which is very crazy. And for me, as I'm a singer, you know, for me, when music comes out of me as a song, that is a you know, vocal thing, so that excites me. And when I see that, you know, even I can do more stuff, crazy sounds and stuff, it excited me even more. So it's like going pretty great. And I have been learning beatboxing through YouTube, so that's how I developed my skills and of course practice. So I guess it's a talent that is there in everybody, not just for me or any other beatboxer. Like, yeah, you know, yeah, anybody can beatbox. Yes. So it's just up to us to practice, that's all. So I'll say that, you know, even you guys can start beatboxing. So it's fun because not so just for the
seriously, because like I'm gonna try it, I said, because oh, I saw your Instagram, you uploaded so many videos, and I was like, wow, because I have so far not listened to such kind of beatboxing, and seeing it was different, and you are doing it, I really loved it so much.
Thank you, that like really means a lot to me. Thank you.
Yes, you said you have so many people in your circle who are doing this beatboxing, but for me it's totally different because I'm just seeing like you are my first person who is doing beatboxing, and you are the first female I'm seeing you are doing a beatboxing thing. So it's totally different from my side. And also, who is your inspiration in this musical journey, Sileta?
Okay, so for me, I can say that, you know, like right from the person who taught me the basics, everybody whom I see beatboxing is an inspiration to me. Even myself, I am an inspiration to myself. So when I practice for battles or events and stuff like that, I tend to create my own beatbox track or something like that. So when I do that, I get inspired by myself. Myself means the music that comes out of me. So, you know, I get inspired by everybody. So, since you asked, I can list out names. Okay. So, Napalm, there's this artist known as Napalm, and Lilo. These are some of the international beatbox champions.
Okay.
So, what they do is, apart from general beatboxing sounds, they tend to have their own sounds, their own innovative sounds. Like, they just move their mouths in different shapes and stuff like that. It's so crazy. And they tend to generate some crazy sounds. And it's just so inspiring because they don't just generate those sounds. They also form the vibration of music and they form the whole track. And that's how I get to learn. Like, these days, the amount of YouTube tutorials that I watch is less. And the amount of sounds that I try to generate on my own, like, you know, my originality, that has become more. So,
awesome.
In that way, that is an inspiration to me.
Okay, that sounds so crazy for us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Being a girl, or to put it more accurate, how is your experience with this collaboration of your musical journey?
My collaboration series, right?
Yeah, you're collaborating with so many artists and you're supporting your co-artists, and asking about how is your experience in that.
Yeah, okay. So for me, this is something new, and I didn't think that I'll be doing this. Like, you know, by February and March, I did two shows named the Madrasi Kapi, and it's pending. We still have 7 cities to go. It's a musical tour by my band, this one. So we did two tours, and suddenly this quarantine thing came up, and I miss being on stage, because for me being on stage is like, you know, for my sanity, something like that. So I thought, is this time is to learn and know more new artists. Like, you know, even now there are many artists that I don't know. So I just put up this random collaboration series post on Instagram. And I was able to see that many people just DM'd me saying that I would love to collaborate. And that just boosted up my, you know, motive to do it more and more and stuff like that. So while I'm doing this, I got to know about many people, and I got to know about how people look at art. So one person looks at art as their hobby. One person looks at it as their, you know, place of peace and stuff like that. So it's just varying so much. And also that, you know, people also love to know new artists, not just me. Every other artist even yourself, you might be loving to know more new people. Yes. So in that way, I find this very interesting, because we not only know artists, we also get to, you know, get a mixed content. If you see the content that is there in my collaboration series, it starts from Carnatic beatboxing, film songs, beatboxing, and many of that sort. I have even done a video in which I sing, there's keys and there's the dancers. So, you know, I just get to explore various art forms and various styles to put out the art form that we have. So I just guess this is leading to something new. And I also see many other artists taking up this collaboration series as their own. And they are also starting to do collaboration with a lot of artists. So it's just amazing.
Yeah, that's and so I would say that I'm spreading the art through this, and that's incredible that you're discovering more in yourself and you're giving it out. So happy for you.
Thank you.
Yes, and also it is so interesting to listen to you that you're doing so many collaborations. So can you perform us a piece now?
Yeah, sure. I would love to. Okay. So I've not released this track yet. It's a rather unique track. I've done it for the first time.
Okay.
So I'm doing it for you guys first.
Yeah, very eager.
Thank you.
Very very good for the series of this. 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 Geri zeri gaba de zeri zeri zeri. Visa de zada bada baga baga geri zeri gaba de zada baga geri zeri zeri. That's it.
Wow, actually, like, I should have seen you and how you are performing this, because I'm listening to your voice right now. It feels like you're doing with some musical instrument. I really wish I would have seen you in front of me. Really, it's amazing to listen to your voice.
Thank you.
Maybe the next question is regarding this, how you mix the Carnatic and beatboxing together. And like, it both feels, the Carnatic and beatboxing both feels like opposite poles to each other. And how you got the idea of this type of new like musical rendition?
So basically, it's very simple to explain, because first, I'm a Carnatic singer. Like, I've been learning Carnatic music since childhood. And suddenly, I got introduced to beatboxing. At first, it didn't occur to me, like, you know, to do this. And then, while I was jamming with my best friend and people, other artists also, I used to ask them to sing songs. So, sing a Carnatic song. So, you know, I just started doing beats for it. And I found that, you know, it just gives a whole new different flavor. You know, it brings in two sets of different audiences together. Imagine the hip-hop audience and the Carnatic audience,
exactly,
both of them can listen to this. So, you know, this just states that music has no boundaries. When it comes to music, all the souls get united. So in that way, I just feel it's a blessing that, you know, I was able to do this, I was able to discover this. And as far as I'm concerned, I haven't seen anybody do this Carnatic beatboxing before.
So
I just feel very happy, you know, to have brought out this concept. Like, now imagine, like, there are many many more talented beatboxers like me, and there are much more Carnatic singers. So imagine what if everybody starts to collaborate and you know, stuff like that. Imagine a Carnatic beatbox industry, you know, just pops out. So it's just something that's huge. And also it brings the feel, like, you know, not only people say they don't like Carnatic music, certain people say they don't like hip hop music. Now people can't open their mouth because, you know, we've just combined everything.
Yeah, it's like,
and it's really very beautiful to hear this, I could say.
Thank you.
Yes,
I'll be releasing this track soon.
yeah, you should. We are waiting for your track. Actually, it feels like, as you said, no, people can't open their mouth. I don't like this. I don't like Carnatic. Because you're mixing both the sides. So, how many platforms you have reached this kind of rendition, musical rendition? How many platforms you have reached and your experience about those musical platforms?
Okay, so I can just divide this question into two parts. One is in my college life.
Okay.
So in my school life, I didn't do much because everything that I, you know, got to do was, you know, go to culturals. And I guess I should have opened up an Instagram page right back then so that, you know, I started to establish this Carnatic beatbox thing back then. But okay, fine. I started to do this later on. So I'm just happy for that. So yeah, in school life, I used to do this in culturals and the response was huge. Like, you know, people started to, you know, they were like, wow, what's this music? And they used to come and ask me and I used to be like, you can try this out. This is super cool and stuff like that. So that is regarding the school life. That's where I got to, you know, express this whole thing.
Okay.
And after I entered into college life, the first thing I did was, you know, in my freshers day, I got this performance slot. And in that, I just did Konakol and beatboxing together. I never do that now. I maybe have to practice. So Konakol is this Indian vocal percussion.
Okay.
You know, they use it for dance and stuff like that.
Okay.
So I got to express it there. And in my TEDx Napier Bridge performance, we did a performance over there. So it was about Carnatic, acapella and beatboxing.
Okay.
So over there, the response was very, very huge. Like all the people of the TEDx team and everybody from the audience and everybody who was present there, they just came up and said that, you know, this thing changed the whole vibe of the auditorium. They said that literally.
Okay.
So we performed for this song. I'm highlighting the song. I agree on the name. So that song is generally very, 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 you know, vibe giving song. So when I added beats to it, people were like, you know, they just went crazy. So I'd say that that platform gave me a, you know, huge opening to express this Carnatic beatboxing and establish this. So right now I've been doing it in my Madrasi Papi shows and I've also won the BBX India Zonal Crusade Female Vice Championship.
Wow.
So in that also I did Carnatic beatboxing. So, you know, people in that also responded to me saying that we never thought of combining Indian music with beatboxing. We always go with Western style of music. So they got inspired by this. So I was like really happy. Now I can't just imagine the rate of, you know, how this is going to grow up and stuff like that. So I have also performed it in several open mics and I'm also a part of the band named On the Streets of Chennai.
Okay.
So yeah, it's going pretty well. I'm hoping to do more.
Wow, it's actually interesting.
It's interesting and we are hearing new stuffs which people don't know it.
Yeah,
and thanks for sharing this with us.
We are exactly experiencing a different kind of like conversation that we want to listen to it more and more.
Wow, okay. I love to do it more and more.
Yeah, sure.
Shridatha, you are a student and now this musical adventure, and what you have planned for your future career?
Okay, so I'm in my second year right now. So until my third year gets over, I've like taken this period of time to think over it because, you know, I'm going to plan my future and stuff. So right now I'm exploring both the aspects of life, like I'm studying and I'm doing this artist thing. So I might become a full-time artist or I might be a part-time artist, continue to be a part-time artist and also excel in academic side of my life. I'm just exploring where I have to go. So I'm even thinking of first doing my studies properly, working getting some experience and then going into the art field. So I'm just figuring out it out right now. What say in the near future I might end up combining both academics and artist side, like a combined Carnatic and beatboxing. So I'm just thinking about the whole thing, and I'm hoping to get the, you know, perfect path for me to go with life. And I'll just say that, you know, I'm flowing with whatever is going on. Like, you know, this PASH thing was unexpected for me. TEDx Napier Bridge performance was unexpected. And right now, this quarantine collab series was pretty unexpected. And this podcast thing is also unexpected. So everything is just going with the flow.
Yes.
So I'm just hoping to, you know, grab the right opportunity and stuff.
And I wish that you you should succeed in both the things. This is your passion, right? Beatboxing is your passion, and yeah. I wish that you could do both very, very pretty good.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Like, yeah, your wish is something that will, you know, keep me going.
Yes. And this adventure, I hope you will do better, and not better, like you will do the best in this adventure. I hope for that. And if any of our audience, they want to pursue your field, so what are the mistakes you have done, and what our audiences should not do? Your advice on that, should they should not repeat what you are doing right now.
Okay, like a precautionary thing.
So
the first thing that I'd like to say is, you know, I was at first pretty well afraid of experimenting beatbox. I was first afraid of beatboxing on stage because I have never done it. I don't know how to hold the mic and stuff like that. So I guess I missed out on two culturals by not doing that. And in the third culturals that I went to, I just did it on the spot on the mic, which my band members didn't expect. So that is something that was a turning point in my whole beatboxing life. So I'd say that never hesitate to perform whenever you get the chance, because people out there don't even know that beatboxing is an art and they can pursue it and stuff like that. Okay. When you get to know it, you should not be hesitant to, you know, try it out. Like, you will get it eventually. For me, it took like nearly 2 months to strengthen my basics.
Okay.
So it's just this never giving up attitude. Like, you have to keep going on and you have to keep trying. So that's the first thing that everybody has to take. They should never stop practicing, and they should be never hesitant of doing it and portraying themselves. Number two is, even though I was able to beatbox and sing and stuff like that, I would never express myself to the outside world. I would stick to my school, my friends, in that introverted circle thing. So I'm not an introvert, but that circle thing is there.
Okay.
So what I'd like to say is, you know, you should never feel hesitant to express yourself. Like, you know, nothing much, just doing a post and sharing it on social media. Some other person on the social media will get to watch it. They might just get to watch it, listen to it and enjoy it. Or they might take it as an inspiration and they might start doing it. They might be the next champion. So anything can happen. So, you know, just be never hesitant to do that. And yeah, those are the main two things that, you know, keeps me going till day. And I just have to make this point strong that, you know, any beatboxer, any singer, or anybody for that matter, even in studies, even in dancing, or
any field,
practice is the any field. Practice is the most important thing that, you know, we have to do.
Yes.
And even when I got a few opportunities, I used to hesitate and, you know, think like, you know, will it be right and stuff like that. Okay, you have to think, but you have to go for it. Like,
exactly,
you know, you shouldn't be in that state of, you know, I have to be in a protected environment. You shouldn't be like that. You have to
coming
break
out of
barriers and
comfort zone.
Exactly. So that's just it.
Okay. So Tagira, you're with us, right?
Yeah.
Do you have any questions, Tagira?
No. Like, I have to ask, like, how people are supporting you. I have to ask, like, there will be lots of demotivation around you. I just wanted to ask you if it happened to you and how you overcome it or anything like that.
Yeah, it pretty much happens to everybody. But, you know, I'll just make this one statement clear that, like, imply everything. You just focus on the motivation part. you never even get to, you know, look at the demotivation part, and you'll just be going in the right track.
Exactly.
If you get to start focusing on the demotivations and the judgments, you can keep falling for it, but you can never grow. But in hundreds of them, if there is one of them, like you guys, who will say that, you know, your work is so inspiring, or just that your work is very good, you just have to take it and, you know, be like, one person likes it, I like it. So okay, for these two souls, I have to go with it. I have to proceed. So that's how your attitude should be. And not just for the person, also for the art. Like, you know, you're able to do the art. That means that the art is flowing to you, that, you know, the art is willing to communicate through you. Art is a way of communication.
Okay.
So in that matter, when you love the art, you have to show the love to the art in that way in which you can express it. That is by performing. So, you know, if I love art and art loves me, I shouldn't be beatboxing in my bathroom or in my bedroom.
You should expose it.
I should. Yeah, exactly. So that's it. Just believe in your art and believe in yourself.
Okay. That's a great advice, actually, for any artist out there. So
I'm not good to advise. I just told my point of view.
So I have actually a personal question. I love rap.
Sure.
I have seen this beatboxing thing with rap. I haven't seen this Carnatic thing. So this is my first experience with Carnatic.
Great.
So when I first discovered you, I felt like, wow, it felt like home, because Carnatic music only, we see only few people giving contributions with Carnatic music. Not everyone are into Carnatic music, but this beatboxing and Carnatic, it really felt like, wow, we should listen to this. This should be, this should come out more, something like that. Can you do a Carnatic that raga thing again, another performance of something?
Sorry, like you want me to do another Carnatic
beatbox
track?
Yes.
Okay, I've not tried that out. Like, you know, like I have to form it first. Like, you know, putting the swaras in the right place and in beat.
Okay.
But on the spot, okay, I guess it's something I could try. Like, you know, after speaking so much, if I hesitate to try it out on the spot, it's
exactly
not right. So. I'll think of some nice raga. Just give me 1 minute. I'll just think.
Yeah.
Okay. I have this favorite song. Enathamam Seidhanai.
So
it's a melodious song. Okay. So,
okay.
And I love the song.
Yes.
So, okay, I'll just try it. Pardon me if I go wrong anywhere, okay? I'm just trying it on.
We literally waiting for you, for your voice, so we won't say anything. We just want to listen to it.
That's all.
Actually, I'm like dancing here. Like, my head is moving like in a beat.
Not my
head
now. I feel like I want to see you and I have to give you a hug for this, seriously.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Spiritual hugs.
Yeah, same to you guys.
Yeah, thank you so much for accepting our request, Sheeleta.
My pleasure. I'm glad, like, you know, I joined in this podcast, and I'm glad to have met you guys and you know, talk to you.
Yes,
looking forward for more. Like, you know, keep doing more. I'm really happy that you're bringing out artists and you know, interacting with them, getting to know, like, pretty much what I'm doing.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's very great.
Yes. And thank you so much, and all the best for your works, future works.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care, you guys.
Yes, thank you. Isn't she amazing, guys? I hope you enjoyed this interesting episode, and we also felt so calm, like home, while having a conversation with her. So soon we will have we will meet in another interesting episode of our Flat Circle. Until then, bye bye, take care.